listening audience, dear listening audience, I am so delighted about this particular conversation that we're about to have. Kathleen, please introduce yourself to our listening audience.
Absolutely. Hello, Field Notes. My name is Kathleen. I am the new Regional Engagement Manager with the Georgia Partnership.
Yay! Woo-hoo! This is a big deal for us. There's a shift going on in the winds here, here in the waters at the Georgia Partnership. For those who don't know, I am relocated to, me and my family have moved to Arizona, which is where we're doing this recording from. And Kathleen has come on back in Georgia, and we are transitioning a lot of my body of work over to her stuff. And so now this is our, where I'm going, listening audience, this is our transitional interview. Where I have been your voice on podcasts in the past, but it's going to be Kathleen going forward. And so our very first thing that we want to do is introduce her to all of you.
Go ahead. You all will be getting used to my voice.
The dulcet tones. Kathleen, can you please tell folks, I'm so excited that you're here. I think that you are such a perfect fit for this position and for our organization. Can you tell people a little bit about yourself? Where are you from? What brought you here? How did you end up coming to us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Absolutely. Well, I'll start with my jobs, where I was before here. So I've been in the education sector, also in the nonprofit. So for the education sector, I worked for Fulton County Schools. I worked with the parents, families, and communities, bringing them into the school system, engaging with them, and really informing them of what was going on and how we could all work together for student success. From there, I launched off into the Atlanta Mission. It is a nonprofit.
What's the Atlanta Mission?
Shelter. So it's a nonprofit homeless shelter. There's four campuses, three downtown, one in Jefferson, Georgia. My first role there when I got there was the volunteer engagement manager. So what's that? What did I do? What I did was I was the front-facing funnel to any partners and volunteers that came in. I managed our online website. I managed all of our volunteer opportunities, and I loved it. Loved being able to connect with people, plug them in, to support the great work that was done at Atlanta Mission. So we had a great program. We built it, and I was like, what's next? This is solid. It is doing great. What is next? So from there, there was an opening in the workforce development program. They call it At Work. And there was a corporate account manager there. And that was super exciting for me because it was more relational. I got to connect with people, talk to them, and also one of my favorite parts, talk with our clients. So I managed our corporate accounts. Those are our employment partners, the companies and organizations that we're hiring, and getting our clients plugged into sustainable work with them as well.
So this is exciting to me and to us, because you have such a multi-sector background and perspective. I mean, you've worked with schools, but you've also worked with parents, right? So like having both of those, you know, not just classroom stuff, but like, how does the system work and how do we connect with sort of the people using the system, and strengthen those relationships. And then, of course, you've been in the nonprofit sector, and so you speak nonprofit and know how to not. But like from that, I love when you say the corporate account piece, like you are also outward facing as well as inward facing and getting to work with the clients as well as the community at large. And that is such an important piece of what we try and do at the partnership, and what you are now a part of that we're so excited to have you be a part of, is that translating between different sectors and connecting people and building those relationships. And so, like, yeah. I love that overlap. I'm very excited.
Yeah, that was like self-discovery for me. Going into the new role, I felt like I need a challenge. I'm like, we've set up a great program. But when I went into the new role as a corporate account manager, that self-discovery was that I needed people. Like, my cup is full connecting with people, managing those accounts, and also connecting to groups that can really use each other and work together well. On one end, we had clients who were getting great jobs with great employers. And on the other side, we had employers who were diversifying their talent pool, who were giving second chance hires and growing and building communities. So there was a lot of great self-discovery there and just learning, you know, where, what I like to do and what type of work. So when I learned about this role here, I was so excited. It felt like, I'm like, this is great. Everything aligns with organically how I like to work. So it's been, and I think it's been a few weeks now, and I think I've been able to see that it's been really great.
We agree. Yay. So what is your, but you're not from Georgia. Here we are in Georgia. Well, here you are in Georgia. Here, there is my heart in Georgia. But you're not from there.
I love Georgia. I love Atlanta. I actually don't see myself living anywhere else. I am originally from a small city called New Bedford in Massachusetts. It's about an hour and some change from the city. It is formerly a whaling. We're known, like in high school, my mascot were the Whalers. So it was a whaling port. And because of it being a whaling port and a hub for all things whaling, there is so much cultural diversity. It is just dense in so many different cultures.
Oh, interesting, because it's sort of a port town and it brings, not port town, but like access to the water, I assume.
Yep. So that's how, so my family we're from the Cape Verde Islands. They actually migrated to New Bedford from the Ernestina ship. So Cape Verde is West Africa. It's on the coast. They have a strong Portuguese influence.
Wow.
Yeah, super cool. And the Ernestina, right now, I think the statistics are there are more Cape Verdeans in New England than there are in the actual islands of Cape Verde. So during during whaling, they, you know, a lot of the, they pick up fishermen and then they kind of jump ship and stay in New Bedford. And so there's a strong Portuguese culture, Brazilian, Cape Verdean, Portugal, but also the Azores.
So wait, is this where you're?
No, we're from Cape Verde.
Has been in Massachusetts, had been in Massachusetts. When did you guys immigrate? That's what I'm asking.
So my parents have been here going on 40 years.
Okay, so they came here and you are?
First generation.
Yeah.
First generation. I was born here. English was not my first language. Our native language is Creole, which is a dialect of Portuguese. Mm-hmm. But I also, my parents wanted us to learn Portuguese too. So I also speak Portuguese.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. The other day I was next door in Bree's office and I was like, well, why don't you try closing the light? And she looked at me and I'm like, look, this is the only one. There are some phrases that have just stuck with me from a kid because when I was young, I translated them directly and they don't make sense in the English language. But in my parents' house, we close the light.
I love it. You know, look, we all have our little phrases and our little, I get that too, but I get it because my mom grew up in the Detroit area. And so she says things that I get, people look at me funny too. We're a Gesundheit family, not a God bless you family.
Gesundheit?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
It took me a long time to realize that everyone doesn't say that. And now I get funny looks sometimes. So you born in Massachusetts. How did you end up down in the warm climes of Georgia?
Yeah, well, I think I skipped that. So I've been in Georgia over 10 years. Someone told me after 10, you're a peach.
Yeah.
So I hold that title very proudly. So I went to a junior college at Dean College, and they did a lot of football recruiting in Georgia. So I've always heard about Atlanta. Some of my friends in college were from here and they just would say like the coolest things. They had the coolest experiences. So my best friend was moving here and she's like, "Kat, let's go." And I was like, "Wait a minute, you go first. Let me get some things in order and then I go." So she was here for about a month or two. And then I made the jump to come. I had most of my college friends are here. I have one friend from college in Massachusetts, but most of my college friends are here. We've grown like a really great just community. So I came to Georgia by way of just the amazing word of mouth of how great things are here. I've visited a few times and I've loved it and have built just a really strong community of great friends. And I couldn't see myself living anywhere else. I love the Southern hospitality.
Hey, we're good at that. We're good at that.
Does that answer it?
It does. It does. Obviously a big piece of this position and your time with the partnership is going to be focused on rural communities in Georgia. And I think that's relatively new for you, I think, right? You've been in a smaller town and were raised in a smaller town in Massachusetts, but like rural Georgia is a new area. How's it been going? Getting to know people and connecting, and getting to see more of our great state.
Rural Georgia is so special. I think I'm new to really understanding the depths of rural Georgia, but I think I've always been enamored by the small town, by everyone knows everyone.
Close community.
Close community. And I love that because that is what I experienced growing up in Massachusetts. My mom she came here and got her high school diploma, learned as much as she could. And she was the one in the community who helped everyone. She helped people get jobs, fill out applications. Back then, they're doing them on paper. she'd help people with like social services and, you know, just helping them to be in a better place. And I watched her growing up do that to like, and it didn't have to be someone you knew. You know, we weren't texting then. So there'd be times where someone would knock on the door and they'd be like, "Hey, so-and-so told me to ask you if you could help me. I'm so-and-so's brother, sister's cousin." And my mom would embrace them and love them. And to me, like, that's rural Georgia, right? You sit at a table with someone you don't know and you start connecting all the ways that you guys know each other. And there's not a question, like from that introduction, you are my people. but I remember like learning about the role and interviewing and like thinking of all those special things about rural Georgia. Like, what is rural Georgia? And I'm like, well, is it distance? Is it population? And I remember, and I think I said this in my interview, it's, you know, rural Georgia to me is taking a breath. It's, again, knowing your community, but it's also making a grocery list. Because you go into town, not every day, and you're not walking around the corner to the bodega like I did growing up. It's different, but it's so special. I've visited two places in rural Georgia so far. It was Tifton and Jessup. Mm-hmm. And I remember Tifton. I didn't want to leave. Like, I went and stopped at a Walmart and I'm like, "You don't want to leave." Yeah, but you want to leave. And it was, I think, just that taking a moment, enjoying the scenery. I stopped at the store and had a conversation with the cashier and she was just so sweet. Before she talked with me, I waited in line more than I normally would, in the city, because she was talking to the person before and they were, you know, talking about family and, "Yeah, so-and-so is here now and I'll be here. It'll be 2 years tomorrow," or something like that. And I think it was that sense of community that just kind of like left me not wanting to leave and wanting to just soak it up more and more.
Oh, that's wonderful. Shout out to Tifton. Shout out to Jessup. Shout out to Pines. Shout out to the Rural Prosperity Center of the Georgia Chamber. Yay. I'm so excited. And I have a lot of love in my heart for rural Georgia and for our state as a whole. And I am so almost jealous of the experience you get to have of getting to know the state, because all parts of the state, you know, every rural community has some similarities and every rural community has some real distinct differences. Every place is its own place, even though there are some shared, you know, challenges or characteristics. But like the North Georgia mountains, and then like the geez Louise, the what's it called? The Coastal Empire down along the water. Like, you get to go see
wonderful.
You get to know South Georgia, which is brushing right up against Florida. You get to know West Georgia. Like, it's just, it's all distinct. And it looks distinct. I mean, Georgia's such a beautiful state and has the sort of whole spectrum from the red clay to the mountains, mm-hmm. the pine trees, the swamps. Like, you get the whole thing, and it's you get to go discover it all. And I'm excited for that journey, that discovery. I'm jealous, I'm not gonna lie. Plus, if you ever see a meet and three on the side of the road, like, you stop there and you eat. Do it for me. A meet and three. Right, old school. You get your choice of one meat and three sides.
Three sides.
A meat and three.
I've had
one meat, three veggies. Macaroni and cheese is a vegetable. I will
macaroni
fight.
Macaroni and cheese is a vegetable.
Absolutely.
I like that world.
Welcome.
So, meat and three. Okay, I can do a meat and three. I had barbecue and Jessup.
Yes,
they were at the conference, and it was like a local barbecue place. And I was in line, and I was at a conference, so some of the other participants were there, and they're like, "Salad? You don't eat salad with barbecue." And I'm like, "Well, what do you mean with barbecue then?" And they kind of looked at me, and they were like,
"You eat barbecue with barbecue.
You're not from here. It's okay." They're like, "Potato salad," and I was like, "Oh, that does go really well together."
Listening audience, as you see and hear, Kathleen, as a lady about town and a lady about the state, please embrace her and, you know, show her where to get the good potato salad to go with the barbecue. Yeah.
Where is the good food? But outside of the good food and all of like the great scenery and just discovering all of the sweet little towns, it has been great to learn about the wonderful work that's being done in these places in Georgia, just in the rural areas in Georgia. It has been really great learning those individuals that are committed to student achievement, student success, building their community, supporting each other. And I'm excited to get to know all y'all.
We are excited as well. Well, thank you. And thank you so much to our listening audience. I charge you, listeners, reach out to Kathleen, say hi, tell her who you are, where you're from, what you're up to, teach her, embrace her, and allow this work to continue to grow and flourish. We're so excited to have you, Kathleen. I could not be more pleased, and more jealous of your I mean, it's not only the food that gets me on the road across Georgia, but it's not the food is what I'll say. So
good.
I think you're going to be in St. Simon soon. I think you're hitting you're going to go get seafood town. I can't even talk about it.
Well, I'm super excited to get to know y'all. Reach out for anything, even if you have just some information you want to share with me, something you think will help me on my journey to just learning everything about rural communities. I'd love that. All right. Well, till next time, everyone. Thank you, Merle. You have been the best. support on my journey to just understanding this role and supporting these rural communities. You have done just an amazing job in connecting and building such amazing network of great people. So I believe, will you be at the next podcast?
I think that might be all you.
Okay. Well, from all of the listeners and from the Rural Learning Network, I know that we are all so grateful for the heart and the work that you've put in. And you
all I do is hold up a light. It is the people of the state that shine. Like that's all I do is make sure that people get the attention that they're due.
Well, we are going to miss you holding up that light and your light shining throughout that. I know that everyone truly does. What was that?
Stop making me have feelings.
Feelings. She's blushing, y'all. Y'all can't see it, but she is blushing.
Oh my gosh. All right, y'all. Until next time.
Hey there, listener. One more thing before you go. You've been hearing from us, but we'd love to hear from you. We at the Georgia Partnership always want to get better at what we're doing, so let us know what you think so far. Also, what are we missing out there across this great state? Who's doing cool things in your neighborhood to support the education and workforce pipeline? What innovations and solutions has your community come up with around economic development? Are there some great partnerships between sectors like housing, health, transportation that are making a difference in your educational outcomes? We'd love to hear about them and spread the word about good work being done across Georgia. We hope to hear from you. To contact us, go to our website, gpee.org, and click on the Contact Us tab in the top right corner. Or give Robert, our communications guru, a call at 404-223-2464. Thanks for listening, listener.